former colleague, of course, and a friend and a mentor. And, you know, Bill, I think utmost that, I mean this is a true compliment, Bill was a character. And, you know, I think his time as an elected politician, even when he was at Gray County, was, you know, just, he was his own man. He went to the beat of his own drum, and he did that in Toronto as well. He didn't, he hated bureaucrats and, you know, that kind of thing. But he was always there for the little guy. And I know that I tried to model myself somewhat after, you know, what Bill did. And it was, he never forgot where he came from. And, you know, when he was called Bogner Bill, I mean, he wore that with pride. And that's good. I mean, I come from a small town, Clavering, Wharton, you know, slash, and that's still home to me. And, you know, I think that that's important. And a lot of elected people sometimes forget where they came from. But Bill, sure, he never forgot.
Larry, using Bill as a mentor, I'm sure there are many things that you never, ever would have tried that he tried. Was there something that he did that you thought, that's the way it should be done and that's the way I'm going to do it?
Well, I think, you know, he stood up and he did things that sometimes went against the grain of his own party. And some people might say, well, that's, you know, that's not total teamwork. But that's not a totally fair statement either. I think that the fact that, well, sometimes you got to buck things in your party when they're not right. And Bill was not afraid to do that. And so, you know, that's probably the thing that I would, you know, put into that category more than anything. And, you know, he sometimes made enemies in his own government, but at the same time, he was usually right. And I think that, you know, the people locally will never forget it. And, you know, I remember when Bill told me at an event, I think it was a Santa Claus parade, possibly in Durham, but he said to me, I'm not running this fall or whatever. And, but he said, you know, my only thing is I don't want the people to forget me. And I said, Bill, people won't forget you. That's, you know, and I think that stands true to this day. Nobody, you know, forgot Bill Murdoch. And, you know, he had his own radio show working not far from where you sit every day, Fred. And, you know, he did that, and he loved it, and he was good at it. You know, a lot of people, I think, including myself, thought, well, how can he do this and stay nonpartisan? But he did. He skated that very well. And, yeah, he was good. I always liked being on his show, and he asked good questions. And, yeah, it's he's going to be missed. I'm going to miss him. And I went in to see him the Saturday after he went into the hospice, and I had a great visit. And I know the day before when he went in, he wasn't having a good day, but he had a pretty good day when I went in. And there he was reading the newspaper when I went in. And that's typical Bill. He liked to stay on top of, you know, things both locally, provincially, whatever. And I think he did that to the very end.
Finally, Larry, you've laughed about five times in this reminisce of, you know, obviously a sad moment, and we're all touched by it. But as a person, you would have had a personal relationship with Bill as well. And I'm sure this is very hard to deal with.
Oh, of course. And I mean, you know, it's the same, you know, whether it's a family member, friend, whatever, when somebody's got a disease like cancer, I mean, you're somewhat prepared for it. Like, I knew this day was coming. We all hoped that it would be later rather than sooner, but we all knew it was coming. So you have a chance to prepare for it. It's like, I lost my mom to cancer, and it took her a year and a half. But when you see somebody suffering, like cancer can cause a lot of people to suffer, sometimes there's worse things than dying. And, you know, Bill, knowing him as well as I did, lying in a bed, you know, for an extended period of time was not what Bill Murdoch was about. And he had a great life, and yeah, I'm going to miss him, and a lot of people are going to miss him. He had a lot of friends, and it's just it's a sad day for Bruce Gray, but Bill's in a better place tonight than he was yesterday, and I think that's the way that we have to remember Bill Murdoch.